Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network as we get ready for today's game. And right now I'm joined by Padres starting pitcher Ryan Burgert. Ryan, congratulations on a really nice start in Milwaukee. What's been a nice couple of starts to begin your major league starting career. How would you assess these first couple of starts in the major leagues?
You know, I think it's been good. The results have been good. You know, I've walked a few too many guys, you know, obviously want to limit that. But overall, you know, I've been eating up some innings for the guys, you know. Some guys down, you know, important innings, trying to just help the team out any way I can. So,
what did you like about what you did, your start in Milwaukee in particular?
Yeah, I think I got deep into the game, got out into the sixth, you know, put up some zeros. You know, that's the name of the game, get outs and put up zeros. So, yeah, got out of some little difficult situations, had some traffic, and made some big pitches and executed them, so.
Obviously, you want to put up zeros, but going deep into a game can also, just that by itself, can provide a lot of value, especially this team playing a lot of close games right now. The bullpen's been pretty heavily used. From that perspective, how important is it, your mindset of just knowing, with no matter what the results are, you just want to provide some length?
Right, for sure. I mean, that's one of the main goals of every start. You know, you're not planning on going out there and only going 3-4 innings. You know, you're planning on going 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 if pitch count allows it, like depending how efficient you are. So, yeah, just trying to help out the bullpen guys. They've been used a lot. They've been doing great. But obviously you want to help them out any way you can.
This season has been pretty interesting for you so far. You start in the minor leagues as a starter. Then you come up. You're being used out of the bullpen. You go back down to AAA, make more starts. Now you're back here as a starter. How would you sum up what the first half of this season has been for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. You know, I've been thrown in some different spots, some spots I haven't been in a very long time, especially in the bullpen. But, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, trusting my routine and my process. And, you know, at the end of the day, I've pitched when I'm told to, and I'm happy to do it. So,
when you went back to AAA and got back into a starting role there, what was, I suppose, the most difficult part, if any, of getting back into that kind of groove?
Yeah, I mean, obviously pitch count, you know, going out, throwing 15 pitches, 17, 18, 19 at a time, and then going back into, you're going 3, 4, 5 innings, trying to get built back up. My main thing I try to work on down there was just, you know, making sure my body felt good, get stretched out, feel good going 5 innings, not, you know, feeling like my arm's falling off. So, you know, you want to take it slow and let the build-up process be good and thorough. So,
as a starting pitcher now in the major leagues, do you feel like there was a benefit to maybe getting your feet wet in a relief role, and now you come back up and maybe you're a little bit more acclimated than you would have been, say they called you up and you were right into a starting role?
For sure. You know, I think, you know, coming in here, getting those first few outings out of the way, and just being able to be around the guys in the clubhouse, get to get used to the environment of everything, because it's definitely, it's a lot different here than it is down in AAA. So, you know, I think that helped a lot. Calmed some nerves, got some familiarity with everyone, the team, the guys in the clubhouse. So I think it, as a whole, it helped a lot, for sure.
Just from the life perspective, what's been the biggest difference of being in the major leagues?
Just flying from city to city on every 3 days or so, you know, 3-4 days. Short series is, you know, you're traveling different time zones all the time. But that's probably the biggest adjustment off the field, you know. And obviously media, publicity, and sure, all the stuff, something to get used to, but it's been good so far.
We're joined by Padres starting pitcher Ryan Burgert as we get ready for today's game. You mentioned the short series, and that really is something that is a big difference from the majors to the minors, and maybe something that people don't think about, the fact that in the minor leagues, at AAA included, you play these 6-game series now, typically with an off day on Monday, and now you're into the play 3 games, go to the next city, play 4 games, sometimes even 2 games, go to the next city. You're never facing the same opponent twice in a row. What is that adjustment like as a starter, knowing that, you know, each time it's going to be a different team in a different city, and there could be a plane ride or two in between?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously different. You know, usually you kind of, in AAA, you get settled in for like the week, and here it's kind of like, oh, we play our 3 games and then we're out of here. So, I mean, it's enjoyable. It's something new. I've been enjoying it. It's really fun. But yeah, obviously, like, I'm not throwing this week, so it's kind of fun just to sit and watch and have these guys throw and watch their process. So, and I'm getting ready for my start as well.
As far as watching these other guys throw, obviously you've got a lot of veterans around you, some that are on the IL right now, like King and Darvish, but you've got Pivetta through this week, you've got Cease throwing this week. What's been your takeaway from watching those types of guys?
Yeah, I like watching them go through their work, pregame and even days they're not throwing, like things they're doing, things they're working on, trying to pick their brain on like things I could add to my routine as well. And that's just been the funnest part, being able to talk to them and get to know them a little bit. So.
You'll have this start coming up in Arizona. I'm sure you've taken a look at their lineup, maybe watched some videos, stuff like that. Early takeaways from what that lineup is?
Yeah, I think they're really, really good ball club, you know, from top to bottom of the lineup. I think it'll be a good test for me and myself, but, you know, I'm excited to throw and go out there and do my thing. So,
well, Ryan, great job so far in his starting role. As always, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you. Appreciate it.